This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abam. Tonight, we're going to learn something vital regarding the great mitzvah of being Mitzapa Yeshua. The Chafetz Chaim, in this third chapter, is discussing the importance of learning Kachem. Because if we're really prepared for Mashiach, if we are really awaiting Mashiach, we got to be ready for His coming. We can't say, yeah, we're waiting, and then when it comes, we're going to have no idea what to do. And people are going, so you say, well, I'll ask the Kohanim. And who are the Kohanim going to ask? They'll have to ask the Talmid Chacham. So at the very least, the Talmid Chachamim need to know what to do. But says the Chafetz Chaim, V'yinei lefi goydel mitzukas hazman, in accordance with the difficulties of the time, shematzli ke'ez v'amnasein ha'rabim, that are common, that we find because there are many sins. Shenaskaimu kamad kol hasimanim shezkir chazal beis kirva gula. Practically, all of the signs that the Gemara says, the end of Soita, the last mission in Soita, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, Sadi Ches, bevadai, beis kirav hagula, at the time of the approach of the redemption, bevadai yesh lekavas hagula, we definitely can anticipate the redemption. V'tzarch lehizdareiz lehachin la'avoydu b'chassal, therefore we have to energize ourselves to protect, how to prepare, how to do the avoyda and the halachis. Now, here's the point I want to focus on today. Because, so you say, what's the big deal? Right now I'm busy. I have a lot of things I need to do. I got to clean up my garage. I got to pay a few bills. You know, I have things I got to take care of. I have my kid has a book report next week. And who do you think's going to do it? I have to do it. So, how about this? When Mashiach comes, I'll take off 2 weeks and I'll get down to halachos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the last thing you want to be doing when Mashiach comes is delaying him. He says, V'lechna re'e ma'asher m'chazal, please come and see what Chazal say. Go and see what Chazal say. L'inyan Mashiach. Shara Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. Mashiach saw Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. To have a Chazal say that they saw Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. Actually, excuse me. Rabbi Yishua ben Levi saw Mashiach. To have a shari va'aser kamaka b'fnei atzma. Mashiach was, you know, like full of wounds. And he was untying and tying each wound by itself. V'loi ha'kol b'yachad. And not everything together. Basically, Mashiach had a lot of bandages. And instead of untying and then tying them all together, he did one at a time. What? And it was sort of, Rabbi Yishua ben Levi was incredulous. You know, that's much more time consuming. Why don't you just untie and tie all at once? V'hatam hisha ba'atzmai. So Mashiach himself gave the reason. Ki pen yoimer lo HaKadosh Baruch Shech le'gobanu. Maybe God will tell him, okay, it's time. Go redeem the Jewish people. V'lo yitzarech la'akev. And he doesn't want to have to delay. You see, if he unties everything, and Hashem says, go redeem them, then he's going to have to wait a few moments to tie everything. But this way, if he unties and then ties one at a time, so basically what he's going to be doing is delaying Mashiach only a few moments instead of a few minutes, only a few seconds instead of longer. Says the Chafetz Chaim, let's make the following argument, the following kavachomer. Im rega echad enoi kedai la'akev v'klal Yisrael. If it's not kedai to delay Klal Yisrael for an extra moment. In other words, Mashiach says, instead of untying and tying everything at once, I'll do one at a time, because I don't want to delay when I get the word. What are we going to say if Mashiach comes? V'yoymer lanu b'shem Hashem, and he's going to tell us in the name of God, l'hakriv karbonos hakfuim b'shem Klal Yisrael. Okay, you got to bring all the karbonos for the Jewish people. The karbanos from Sefer Yechezkel, and all the karbanos that are mentioned in Sefer Yechezkel. Va'anachnu nia mechrochim lahamtin al kabanim ezrich v'osachadosh. We have to wait a few weeks and a few months. Ad sheniya b'kim b'l chayseyan. Until we're proficient in halachos. In other words, if Mashiach doesn't want to delay the coming of the redemption a few seconds, then we have to make sure that when Mashiach comes, we're ready to roll. When Mashiach comes, we need to be ready to roll with all the karbanos. Now, there's a very important footnote here, but I want to skip it because I'm going to come back to it tomorrow. He says, "Lechna ure'e ma'adisa v'b'chayreis." Please go and see what it says in B'chayreis. The lefikach bitlu shloil aser maser behema. You know, they were mevatel the mitzvah of maser behema. I have to mitzvah sase d'oraisa, even though it's biblical. Why? Mishem da'asu de takala. Because if we keep maser behema going, and we give the maser behema to a levi, it could come to an error. Dekivan de'ein lanu mizbeach lahakriv. Since we don't have an altar to be makriv karbanasan, so what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to wait until there's a mum. Utsricham lahamten at sheyipal b'ham mum. We're going to have to wait until a mum falls in the animal. In other words, if we're going to continue the mitzvah maser behema, then what's going to happen? Every maser behema, we're going to have to wait until a mum falls in it. And in the interim, you might share it, you might work it, asli de gizva avoda. It's going to come to sharing, share meaning S-H-E-A-R-I-N-G, you're going to share the animal, or you're going to work the animal. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Why don't you, now we know you're not going to put a mum in it after it's meiser, but why don't you put a mum in all the animals before, while it's chulin, before you make it meiser? Because you're allowed to put a mum into an animal before it's ma'aser. V'kaparcha gemara, the gemara asks, nishdei be'mum, b'chulei edrei, put a mum in the whole flock, koidem shena aser eso eder, before we take off ma'aser on the flock, du'a dayin chulen, it's still chulen, umutter lahatel behemum, and it's permitted to put a mum in it. U'meshani, and the gemara answers, mehero yibane hamikdash. You can't put a mum in all the animals because the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. And you're going to need an animal to bring v'loshchichi, and they won't be common if you end up putting mum in the whole flock. Ayin shama gemara. That means v'harei mishum chshash zeh, because of the chshash that Mashiach might come immediately. Bitlu mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, they were mevatel and saseh d'oraisa. V'lama loinema mehiro yibana hamikdash. So why don't we have the same concern? The Beis HaMikdash will be built immediately. Uba'inen kaihanim lahakrava, and we're going to need kaihanim to be makriv karbanos. V'lo yishchichi v'chanal, and it won't be common. They won't be available, like we said earlier. So basically, the point of what we're learning today is when Mashiach comes, you got to be ready to roll. Ready to roll means you know what to do in terms of being makriv the karbanos. Tomorrow we'll address, well, when Mashiach comes, won't Eliyahu Hanavi come? And he'll answer all of our shailas. So we'll say, Eliyahu, tell us what to do. Why do we have to spend time learning Zvach Memenachais? When Mashiach comes, Eliyahu will let us know. That's what we'll discuss tomorrow. Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, thanks everybody for joining today. And have a wonderful evening. By the way, if anybody wants, tonight at 9:15 is Daf HaShavua. At Ksubis, Samach Heyam Beis. Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.